Welcome. This is the Brungart Family Podcast, and
hosted by yours truly,
Kimberly Brungart. For those that don't know us, I'm assuming everybody that's joining us for episode one came from Tanner's channel. But months from now, I really hope that other people have found this channel. We'll have to explain who we are, and it matters. So, for those purposes, I am Kim. I'm a 44-year-old mother of these three people sitting around my table, and they are my wonderful children. The oldest is Tristan. Introduce yourself.
Oh, hi. I'm Tristan, and I'm 20, and I feel like this is the first day of class, and I'm introducing myself to everybody.
Congrats. You had a gold star.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow. Okay.
Of course. And middle child, with all the middle child issues, is Tanner. We love him.
What's up?
Tanner's my YouTuber.
How old are you, Tanner?
I'm 18, and I get nervous in these situations, and that's it.
And if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, go watch his YouTube channel. It's kind of true. It's That's what we're here to determine. Is that really true? Is that the real Tanner?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out this summer.
And then we have the baby of the family, Miss Taylor Jo.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and I'm almost 16. Not quite.
Just a month to go. Less than a month
Less
to go.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm ahead of schedule. I already have your birthday gift.
Is it what I told you?
I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying
yes.
I forgot she had a birthday. And also forgot you were a sophomore. I thought you were a freshman.
Yeah, I'm not.
I forgot Tristan was gay. Oh. No, I didn't. Every day he makes sure I know.
How do I do that?
Well, I don't know. The free concerts in the shower.
It does not require being gay because you sing a lot in the shower too.
Yeah, but I sing that good stuff. He sings... Fa la la la.
But his singing is decent. Yours is absolutely horrible.
There we go.
Oh, and there we have Quentin. He would be our live studio audience / friend /
it's his,
family member.
It's his first and last appearance on the podcast.
I will introduce myself. First name is Tanner's. Last name is Friend.
Okay, sorry. Give your whole background.
I am Tanner's friend. And my name is Quentin, or Quatnet. It's about the same thing.
Quentin McNasty, Quitnat,
Q-Dog.
And how old are you, Quentin?
I am 18 years of age.
Wow.
You're an adult, too. Everybody in this room is an adult except for Taylor, but she acts more adult than all of you.
And Quentin and I are the only ones that like girls.
Yes, we oh, geez.
True. You got me there.
So, this whole thing's messed up.
So to give you a little background about us, we're from the wonderful state of Kansas in the Midwest. We are, I think, I was going to say a typical family, but we're like the furthest from typical.
We were.
Yeah, but then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
Yeah, life kind of changed.
Now we got so much clout, we don't even know what to do with ourselves, man. Man, we just roll around in our cars, man, Bentley, man. You know what I'm saying, man?
I drive a Hyundai.
I have a Jeep Liberty.
Oh my God, we got to work on the cloud. Yeah, so there's this little thing called YouTube, and it kind of changed like our whole entire lives a couple years ago. So this podcast is called Mom, I Want to Be a YouTuber because, and Tanner like doesn't really like that name. He said it makes him feel five.
Because it's cringe.
Yeah, but it has a point because I feel like most little kids in the world see that as a dream job. I think you definitely did, otherwise you wouldn't have done it at some point. And we're going to hash out that whole career, what life was like before that, after that, and then, you know, however many months from now, assuming this is still going on and people want to hear what we have to say, hopefully evolve into something else. So, again, a year from now, if people are like, why are you not talking about YouTube? See episode one. That's kind of going to be the theme.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, that would be Tanner burping. Gross. This is how. This
fantastic.
Is how we go.
Welcome to episode one.
Welcome to the Brungart household.
It's the pilot.
It's a pilot of the season. Okay, so my first question, and we're going to make a point to have all, like everybody around the panel chime in.
Mm-hmm.
So, my first question for all of you is, what did you think of YouTube prior to Tanner's success? And just FYI, Tanner has 4.3 almost million subscribers at this point. And he's
a lot. Yeah,
a lot. Awesome. And then he has a lot of followers on Instagram. And
he's
a pretty big deal. He's a big deal. So anyway, but to us, he's just same kid. So
a little
anyway.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. So we're.
I'm kidding. Okay.
So and there's nothing but love in this household. So we're gonna go back in time and we're gonna say, hey, what did everybody think YouTube was prior to all of this craziness happening? Mm-hmm. And we'll go to Tristan first.
Oh, wow. I'm that special, huh?
You are that special. Go.
So when I first knew what YouTube was, I used to look up songs on YouTube to sing along to, or just listen to, because I didn't have an iPod or anything and I wanted to listen to music. So then I watched a few YouTubers. So I just thought it was, I didn't have really an opinion of it at all. I watched it in my free time when I wanted to.
So I think you had the same concept of it that I did, and I think most adults still do.
I found it as kind of a source of entertainment.
Did you find it? I find it like a resource of things, like a resource for movie trailers or health question, and not even whether or not
if I wanted to know something. But granted, I wasn't okay. I didn't have health questions because I was like 10
right.
or something. But
you weren't like following creators. Or
no,
like
no, I had okay. no. I mean, eventually I did like in 2014 or whatever, but that was.
Okay.
About it.
Tanner's over here making faces just to egg people on.
Yeah, I'm fucking with him.
Okay. That's the beauty of the podcast. You can cuss. And
you gotta
warning,
keep this kid in line.
Warning, fair people, we cuss. I'm sorry. That's the one thing
I don't.
Not
I am a
well.
Child of Jesus.
You are. We are all children of Jesus.
No.
And all
some of us just like to use choice words
yeah,
more.
Jesus probably likes Taylor best. That's
whatever.
For sure. But I'm just saying that's the one thing I feel like I'm really bad at is I do have a foul mouth. So I will try to keep it in check, but just warning people. So, Tanner.
Wait, why?
What?
But he's the YouTuber. Why can't I give my
I was just going in order of age. So, okay, so Taylor wants to go first. So roll with it.
We'll go
okay.
clockwise.
Okay, yeah, we're going around the table clockwise.
Yeah,
and go.
Back in my, how old was I? Like 11, maybe. I was,
Last year?
Actually, shut up. I was, I would say a Bethany Mota hardcore fan. I
a stan, if you will.
Yes, I spent most of my time watching DIY videos, most of which I never did. I bought her clothing line from Aeropostale and stuff. I also use it as, like, a place to watch music videos, but that was, like, the main person I watched, maybe a few other people. Back in the time where everyone wore graphic tees and everything was pastel and rainbows. And then it went downhill. Tanner?
What?
What did you think of YouTube before it got to its present state?
Well, actually, I think it's still in a state it was then. It's just
no,
relying it differently. You don't think so?
No.
You think it's, well, you're right.
Let me tell you. That's Bethany Mota has 10 million subscribers that she doesn't even upload to anymore.
That's
it's
so
not,
true.
And nobody, they don't do all those DIYs anymore. I mean, some might, but.
I think YouTube's, well, I don't want to say because that's a future episode. But Tanner, we're focusing on our past.
My ideas. Past.
Mm-hmm. Our past ideas.
I used to love YouTube because I'd go on there and I'd see like Charlie Bit My Finger.
Same.
And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
This was back in 2008 and they had like top 100 YouTube video compilations and they were so funny. Of just like random little short videos that would make you laugh.
Yeah, like llamas with hats and
yeah.
Charlie the
yes.
Unicorn, like that weird
annoying
funny shit. That is what I remember it as, and that
exactly,
was
exactly yeah. You like iCarly would be on TV, and then you go on YouTube, and you know it was same kind of humor. It was all just funny stuff. All put
yeah,
together.
Fred was on iCarly.
I know, what a collab.
And he got his own movies and TV shows and stuff.
And
then he started
gay.
On.
Yeah, and he has his own, and he still has a YouTube channel.
Does he upload to it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay, Quentin, you're here. You might as well chime in. What was YouTube to you prior to all of this?
When I was in sixth grade, I got on YouTube for the first time. It was when I was in a weird airsoft phase, so I was watching a bunch of airsoft videos and, like, how to, like, take the springs out and make them more painful.
Those have all since been taken down, I guarantee it.
That's why they hurt so damn bad when I came over.
And then after that, it was, like, just random videos, like Crazy Russian Hacker and Matthew Santoro or something like that. Uh-huh. And then for the next 4 years after that, it was, like, strictly bodybuilding videos.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And he's still small.
Hey, shut up. Shut up. I wanted to go to the gym, but we're doing this podcast.
You're being responsible. At least it's all natural. You're not taking anything crazy.
That you know of.
Better not be. I'm Quentin's second
not be
mother.
Worth it. Save your money.
Yeah, I'm Quentin's second mom, so I lecture him when I can. You know,
oof,
I try. Okay, so I kind of already touched on what mine was, but I was like, I did not view YouTube as an entertainment thing whatsoever, other than you guys showing me a video every once in a while, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's
you
really
getting mad at us because we were watching stupid videos like Up Butt Coconut.
They were terrible.
But coconut, up butt. Coconut up your butt with a coconut. Anyways, you can continue.
So
sorry about
bad.
That.
See,
it's raining tacos from out of the sky.
We must have been watching different YouTube.
Oh my god! No, no. Okay, I'll let you continue. But oh, do you remember the video? It was a parody of a song. What song was it? It was "Bubbly" by
Weird Al.
No, not Weird Al.
Oh my god! Yes. Oh, I know. I know what you're talking about.
There was
someone else.
There was this dude, the computer nerd 01 or the computer nerd 1 from a long time ago. He made some that were so funny, his old parodies.
Like Call Me Maybe or something like that.
Yeah, he did some. It was like,
oh, I'm thinking of Bubbly by Colby Calais.
Yeah.
But it was like
Hungry.
It was Hungry. It was about food.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you guys singing that nonstop.
It was so funny.
It really got
also
annoying.
Swine flu in the USA.
Oh.
Yes, you started writing your own parodies, didn't you guys?
Yeah,
and Lily
and I did that.
Yeah, that's their cousin, by the way.
I think she still has them somewhere. We made one too, Worldwide by Big Time Rush. It was something about pie.
Of course it was.
There's another one to Mean by Taylor Swift. It may or may not have had to do with beans. we found a thing for food. Anyways.
See, but it's basically harmless, but I mean, I was like your typical parent. I don't think I knew everything that you guys were watching on there.
That's basically it.
Well, yeah.
Stupid singing video.
Right, but you guys were at an age, so you're like talking about when you're around 10 or so. So by then, I felt like I had instilled pretty good values as to, I mean, you know, what's right, wrong, good, bad, whatever. So I didn't really worry about
bad stuff on there.
Yeah, it wasn't bad stuff. I didn't really worry about it. But now, if you've fast forward to what YouTube is now, like, I feel sorry for parents of 5-year-olds. I can't imagine trying to police what they view online now.
Maybe don't give your 5-year-old an iPad? I don't know.
But it's everywhere. I mean, it's like, it's so easy to say, but it's just not what people
What
do
I know? I'm not a parent.
Well, if your kids be quiet for a while, then there you go.
I know. I was guilty of putting you guys in front of the TV but it was like Blue's Clues and The Lion King was Tristan's thing and The Wizard of Oz.
I wanted to watch parody videos.
Yeah.
I want to watch Logan Paul, Mom.
I know. See, and that's, we'll touch on that in a later episode, but that's some scary stuff.
You must not have been raised right because I played with Legos and watched NCIS.
We played with Lincoln Logs.
And I also shot people with airsoft guns.
Airsoft was good. I don't know about NCIS, but they did.
We didn't
all
spend
the
our whole
stuff.
Childhood on computers and TVs, though.
No.
Not at all, because we didn't even have cable when you guys were little.
We were outside a lot.
Yeah,
must have been when we were like 10. When I was like 10, you got cable.
I got
we
cable
played sports
when,
for fun.
Yeah, when your dad and I split up is when I got cable because I couldn't put an antenna on the top of the house, so I had to break down and buy cable.
I was
and
2,
and then I restricted the heck out of what you watched. I didn't let you know we had all that.
You
stuff.
Wouldn't let me watch Jackass, and I remember one time I was down in the toy room, and I must have been like, like 8 or 9, like 9, and I was watching it with my finger on the channel up button for right when you walked
in. I'm just looking through.
Some dude was pissing in this cup or something. I don't know. It was funny.
Oh, that is funny.
We were at a New Year's party at my house, and I had a little TV in my room. It was like 12 inches or something. And I was on Adult Swim, me and my cousin, and we were watching Mansers.
Oh, my God.
And it was an episode of What Do Guys Like Better, Boobs or Butts.
Oh, my God.
And so I was sitting there with
Michelle,
my finger on the power
listening.
Button, and I was like listening for footsteps. We're trying to hear what we like better at the same time.
Mom, see the equivalent
of... When I was in third grade, I went over to a friend's house, right? And she turned Family Guy on.
Mm-hmm, that's a terrible...
Yeah, I cried because I knew that you didn't want me to watch it.
Is so damn funny.
It's so funny.
Tried to be a good parent. I know, but see, it's like back
me
in
Me enjoying
my day,
Family Guy doesn't necessarily mean that you're a shit parent, but whatever.
Yeah, but when there's... What I used to think of, like when you guys would watch iCarly, I was literally mortified by it because as
Why?
Much... Because it basically teaches kids to just act like a disrespecting punk to the adults around them and be
there
like...
There were no adults around them. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Like, we don't need adults.
Spencer went to law school for 3 days. Pretty sure he's
a qualified adult.
Yeah, and there you go. So see, that's
and
my
I
point.
Went to college for 2 weeks. Would you let me take care of you?
No, quits so loud. But see, it's just different because it's like you can't fight those kinds of social norms.
Do you think I was going to beat people with a butter sock? Do you think that's sock? What caused Tanner to start a YouTube channel? Because it was a web show.
No, I...
I, Tanner. This summer.
I don't know what I thought. I remember thinking that, you know, that there was just not like the family balance. Like we watched Family Ties and Growing Pains and, you know, Leave It to Beaver reruns and all that stuff when
I watched
up.
Full House reruns and then I got into George Lopez.
Yeah. Just because Sam's mom was in jail, Freddie didn't have a dad and Carly didn't have either of her parents. What is that supposed to mean?
That's what I'm saying. You know, but let's just all be teenagers and have a show and know.
Makes
you know,
sense
heck
to
yeah.
me.
Talk like whatever to our teachers and be complete hoodlums and that's entertaining.
Okay, but would you have liked Miss Briggs? No.
Nobody would.
Nobody.
Don't remember Miss Briggs.
Taylor's making all these references that even I forgot about.
I know them all.
Can we, wait, what was the
I remember them as
soon as
she
name?
Says them.
Mr. Howard.
Yeah,
that was the principal.
Mr. Howard. Can
no,
we
no never Howard mind. He wanted to be the principal.
Principal was Ling. No.
Don't
tell me. Don't tell me.
I don't know.
I swear to God.
Oh, I know. I know.
Shh, shh, shh. What's it start with? Franklin.
Yep.
Franklin.
Mr. Franklin. Oh my Franklin. Gosh. Can we start all these podcasts like in five?
Four, three, two.
We do need to sing our Brent Guardian song.
No.
Yes, we're totally doing
no.
that.
Maybe someday.
Maybe next time, maybe never. We'll see.
Either that
okay,
or
okay, moving on with the
something.
Conversation.
Maybe we should allow Mom to finish what she was saying before we talk about iCarly a lot.
What she was saying.
I totally forgot what it was. Well, basically just that, you know.
She was scared of it.
I was. And because it was nothing like what I grew up. I mean, I grew up on a farm out in the middle of nowhere with really, really hardcore parents and we were super broke and it was just a whole different world. But I was trying to balance what I grew up with what was in, you know, the modern times, if you will. So now fast forward that to now, how in the hell do you parent a 5-year-old with a phone that readily available? That'll be a big topic of conversation.
My kids can have nothing and nothing.
And yeah, see, you want them to be nice little humans, and then...
If my kids want to hang out with somebody, they can beg me for me to call their parents, like we did.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's about it.
I hope all of my
that?
Fame has worn
no, but Tanner
off by the
did.
Time
I didn't
I
have
kids.
Friends.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think Mom loosened up by the time she got to me, because I was like, can I go to so-and-so's house after school every single day?
And yeah, I mean, did. Like, by the time I got to a teenage age, I
no,
pretty
I'm
much...
I'm talking about elementary
yeah,
school.
Okay, well, elementary school, I didn't hang out with anybody after school because I didn't have friends to hang out with after school, but I'm more so talking about
might have
Tanner.
Been bullied in grade school.
Oh, my gosh, my we'll get in. Story, my life is 10. Hard. Anyways, yeah. I'm more so referring to Tanner having to beg you to call, like, one of his friend's parents to hang out
that's
or vice
true.
Versa.
Well, when you guys were little, it was always like I had to talk to the parent before we... did things and yeah.
So not really beg, but you couldn't call him up and be like, hey man, you won't hang out?
Oh,
bro, I
yeah.
used to walk to my friend's
well,
house, ring the doorbell and say, can they play?
Yeah.
I didn't just have my mom text
I used
them
to go
like
with
okay,
you.
Well, if yeah. it was Quentin who was down the street, not
okay.
if they were across
wait,
town.
Did you just come over? Or did I, come
I just,
over,
yeah,
you
we just kept coming
just
over.
Just walked down the street.
True. We literally lived, what, a 2-minute walk from your house?
And I went with Tanner and I just sat there.
But we rode bikes.
That's
see,
true.
That was back whenever you had to worry about yourself, your family, and the couple of friends you had. Not yourself, your family, your couple of friends, and the whole world.
To 3 million people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you can never, ever, ever satisfy. Yeah. So, okay, so at that wonderful age of 15, well, actually, you started your channel when you were 11, but at 15, I remember very specifically sitting. I was sitting in my bed. I had my computer on my lap, and you'd come upstairs, and you were sitting there. We were talking, and you said, Mom, I'm going to next year... I'm going to get serious about my YouTube channel. And this was like the very end of December 2015. So it would have been right before everything went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So what was going through your mind at that point? Why did you want to be YouTube famous? Or you know, do YouTube in general?
I had watched a ton of people playing video games, vlogging, like whatever. I mean, vlogging wasn't that big, but I just watched these people and they were a lot of like me and they just inspired me to do it. And now I know, like, I hear all, you inspired me to make a channel, and I'm like, cool. Like, but that's what I would have said. I mean, I sent FaZe Rug, which is another YouTuber that I've talked to numerous times now. I sent him
fan mail, and like I was just obsessed with his channel.
Did you want to be famous, or did you just want to make money, or did you correlate the two then?
Dude, I didn't even know like how much YouTubers made, because back then people had the, you know, the knowledge to not just spew that out there. Everyone kept their financial stuff pretty like, you know,
tight
vest.
To themselves. I didn't even know that you could make money off of it.
Yeah, so I didn't know like really anything about the money, but I just saw how they were getting all these views, and I just wanted not even to be famous, like to be recognized or to be placed above people. I just wanted to be seen and be noticed for content.
Yeah. Quentin, what did you think of Tanner then? Did you think he was in, you know, just crazy for trying, or he was just obsessed about something weird? Because what he did at that time was convince me to let him spend his entire savings account on a $1,300 camera, convince me that it was going to be to take senior pictures of Tristan's class because Tristan was a senior.
And you lying little shit.
Yeah, and it was so that he could make good, high-quality videos. So
was this when we were freshmen?
Was it freshmen?
Probably.
Freshman. No, it would have been sophomore.
2015 was my senior year. Like in December.
Freshman, yeah, sophomore.
Yeah, beginning of your sophomore year and then into the latter part.
I didn't think anything big would happen. I thought it would just be us in the backyard on the trampoline still. Like, yeah. Our plan was to go to K-State and buy a house and have a trampoline. So I thought that would still be the thing. I never thought it would be, like, a career where you do something crazy with it. I thought it would just be, 10 people watch my video. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what it was at first. I mean, in Tanner's January, his New Year's video, he said that his goal by the end of 2016 was to get 3,000 subscribers. And by April, you had 5,000. So they had made a deal with their fan base that Tanner made a deal with the fan base that if they hit 5,000 subscribers, he'd shave his head. Did Quentin know he was going to have to shave his head too? Was it both of you?
Yeah, we talked about it in class, but I told him, you're not going to get it, so I'll do it.
Okay, yeah. See, that's how much faith everybody had in this. We were like, okay, whatever. So then when he got it, then Tanner was all questioning, like, man, why did I say that? I'm going to have to go to school with no hair.
I thought it would be in the summer.
Yeah. What happened was that my mom tried to fix mine, so the back of my hair, there was like a chunk missing and then a sideways line.
Tanner was very good at his craft.
We both looked so bad.
Tanner's hair lady.
Look up Tanner Brungart bald on Google right now.
Just go watch the Hawaii vlogs. Yeah. Or like just that one where you actually shave it.
Yeah, we shaved our heads.
Yeah, it was hilarious. His hairdresser, thankfully, met him before school at 7:30 that next morning to fix it.
Oh, yeah, she did great.
Well, all she did was straighten out the mess. There wasn't much she could do with basically bald, but it was... It was bad. And all of Tristan's graduation pictures, Tanner has no hair. I think so bad. I'm like,
look. YOLO.
There you go. So, you know, everything starts kind of changing. And then that's when, you know, he was convinced, like trying to convince me, hey, this is going to be a job. It's going to be a career. And I'm just going, what the heck is going on? Like, I could see his numbers going up, but still, I just don't know that I was convinced at that point that it was going to last forever. Like when you wanted to buy your Mustang, he needed, it was going to be like a $300 a month car payment for a year or two. No, the Mustang. His very first car was that Mustang. And I gave, you know, your dad and I gave an allowance for the vehicle, and he was going to go over the allowance by $2,500. So he was going to have a car payment. And my logic was, okay, he says he's making $300 a month from YouTube. And I thought, well, if that dies, he can go get a regular job and he can pay $300 a month. That was literally my thought process. And within two months...
You were going to troll me.
I didn't have a clue what it meant or what it was going to do. 2 months later, he could buy his Challenger. But that was, at that moment in time, I had no clue what was going to happen.
He had his first car for a month.
Yeah.
And then bought a better one.
Yeah, it was a complete...
And then the better one was just, you know, trash, throwing it down the dirt road, drifting in it. And
and you still don't treat it like I think
I drove
should.
My first car for 2 years into the ground when it would not... I was driving it, and it would stop in the middle of accelerating on a highway twice.
It was
so
not a nice...
I got good use out of mine. But
see, that's called, you know, that's called good parenting. You can't start off with the best of the best because then
I
like
my car.
Appreciate
best of the best, you'll go depressed.
Yeah, my first car cost $800. It was a 74 Pontiac Grand Am, and it was hideous. It
cost
mess
less
of boat.
Than my computer, but yeah. I didn't buy it. Tanner did.
There you go. Well, there's been a lot happened that's been good. So,
and also inflation and all the rising prices, and it's just not the same.
It's all everything changed.
Oh, man, the economy.
Okay, so I think we're going to end there because I think that gives like a good synopsis of, you know, what our thinking was before all of this craziness. So at the end of each episode, or towards the end, we're going to try to do a Q&A. So Tanner has tweeted out to his fan base, just asking if there's questions that we would like to know. So, okay, will you ever teach Tristan how to do a backflip? If you don't know, Tanner teaches a lot of people how to do a backflip. I almost broke my neck in that video.
Yeah, but then you landed it, and it was awesome.
I did land it.
That's actually one of my favorite videos. Yeah. And I will... As soon as it stops raining, I was going to the other day because I was just, you know,
yeah, we were about
not feeling making a video. So I was like, oh, I'll just do the simple BS of just teaching you. And then it was all rainy and yeah.
Can we please wait and do that one when Dom is here? Dom is Tanner's tricking friend who's also a kind of a teacher and a coach and would make sure he doesn't break his neck.
Yeah, I might get a hurt.
So. When does he get back?
Dom, we miss you. If you're listening, come home. Okay, can you sing the campfire song from SpongeBob?
No.
Someone asked that.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. It's right there. Like, isn't that not like a really frequent...
The campfire song?
Yes.
No.
There you go. Go. And 3, 2, 1.
I can't do it on cue. I gotta be in it. I gotta feel it. And also, I don't really want to.
Let's get let it do.
Can you hear this?
No, let's do this a cappella.
Oh, good idea.
Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
Ho, 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 hold on. Ho, ho,
we're
ho.
We're gonna do it right.
Santa.
Let's sing Ripped Pants.
Oh.
Which one would you
when
rather?
Big Larry came around just to put him down, SpongeBob turned into a clown. But no girl ever wants to dance with the fool who went and ripped his pants.
Okay, so we've decided we're going to sing. Which one is it? What is it called?
Ocean's No Place for a Squirrel.
Yeah, we're going to sing that one instead of the other two.
I'm not going to be singing.
Okay, well, me and Tanner will do a duet then.
Was back in Texas. The ocean's no place for a squirrel.
Oh.
I'll always be a Texas girl.
I'm pretty sure you're making everybody's ears bleed right now. Yeah. Like, stop.
Wait, go to the good part.
Yeah.
This is me. No one else singing here.
Okay.
I swear. I wanna go home. Oh, oh. I wanna go home. I'm actually secretly a country singer because I was just born that way. Hey, yep. Okay. I need to go to the gym, fam.
One last question and then
what?
We will.
What?
Actually, you know what? We're just going to leave this question here and it's going to be the start of the subject for the next podcast. It says, how did you guys handle Tanner getting famous? How did you feel and how did it change your life? And that's from Caden Christian. So we will get to that on the next episode.
So if you want to know the answer to that, you got to come back.
Subscribe with Twitch Prime.
Actually, well, you can watch Tanner on Twitch Prime, but you can get this podcast on Anchor. That's the app that is promoting this particular podcast, but you can get it anywhere that podcasts can be found.
We are readily available for the listening folks.
Yeah. So in Tanner's true words, the thing we have as a Brungart family, rather than saying goodbye, we always say goodnight. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. So
yeah, you're welcome for starting that.
Yeah,
hey, I started that.
Well, one of those two started it.
One of those two started it. So peace out.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.